In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The Silver Beach Carousel is reopening soon. Director Sue Shallon tells us the reopening date is March 26th, and this will be the first time in a long time that the attraction has been fully open and operational.
It's been a couple of years. A lot of the time we were a mandated closure, which meant we were the last class of businesses allowed to reopen. And when we did, we only had a limited volunteer base to open with at that time. So we had to necessarily restrict our opportunities to fit the staff and the volunteers that we had. So we're looking at this as being pretty much since 2 years ago. And boy, it's been a long time.
She says they need around 100 volunteers in any given year to keep the carousel running, and they're looking for about 50 right now. The volunteers put in 2 to 3 hour shifts, working the cash register, running the gift shop, assisting guests, running the refreshment stand, and more. Anyone who's interested in volunteering is urged to call the Silver Beach Carousel. Applicants are given training. The barriers protecting infrastructure in South Haven from high water in Lake Michigan have been removed. City Manager Kate Hosier tells us crews took out the sand-filled cube structures starting last week.
They were put there in 2020 due to the rising waters, and we have critical infrastructure that's under the beach. We have a million-gallon holding tank for fresh water that must be held there for 24 hours before it can be sent out to our water distribution system. And should the high waters have breached that tank, we could have put all of our 11,000 or over 11,000 customers on a permanent boil water notice indefinitely.
Hosier says the Lake Michigan water level is now low enough that the infrastructure isn't threatened. She says beachgoers may now enjoy a barrier-free view, although those barriers had to be put there and could be redeployed if the lake level gets threateningly high again. The barriers at South Beach were removed on Monday morning, while barriers near the wastewater treatment plant were taken out last week. Benton Harbor City Commissioners could update an ordinance that they passed last month, mandating that residents allow lead water lines on their properties to be replaced. That comes after some citizens spoke out against the possible penalties for violations at a meeting on Monday night. Resident Gwen Swanigan said the ordinance lays out 90 days in jail as one possible penalty.
Now, I don't know anybody who wouldn't want to get their lead lines fixed for free. I really don't. I've talked to a few people, a lot of people actually, and everybody's wanting to get this done. So why would this even be put in there as far as 90-day jail time? You know, it's like you're creating a crisis within a crisis.
Commissioners were told when they approved the ordinance that the penalties would be fines or community service. The city attorney on Monday night said the penalties would all likely be fines and costs. Commissioners were asked to remove the jail time language. Mayor Marcus Muhammad stressed the need to get the lead line replacements done to protect residents and the city.
So we're trying to protect everybody in this whole process as we move forward. So taking it out, I have no problem with that. No problem. We just want to be able to enforce to make sure that please sign the right to entry.
Several commissioners also said they would favor removing any reference to jail time. That could be done at the next commission meeting. The ordinance approved last month says letting lead lines be replaced is mandatory and be done at no cost to the property owner, unless they want to pay for it themselves. The goal is to have all the lead lines out by the end of next spring. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.